The Gemara in Yevamah says a machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish on a ger shenitzgai, or a Jew, or I should say a Gentile who converts to Judaism, and he has a boy and a girl as a nachri, and now that they convert, the question is, does he have to have another boy and a girl, because the mitzvah is to have a boy and a girl? So Rav Yochanan says no, he doesn't. He could be yotzei his mitzvah pru revu with his non-Jewish kids. And Reish Lakish says no, he has to have new kids. Why? Because ger sheniskaya kekatan shenolad dami. They're not related. And even though Reish Lakish is right, but this Tosis points that nevertheless we assume it's enough for pru revu. You having your biological kids is enough. So that's the machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether you have to have more kids. Rav Yochanan, no, you fulfill the mitzvah pru revu, and according to Reish Lakish, you need. So within Rav Yochanan, there's a bait. When does Rav Yochanan say you fulfill your mitzvah pru revu? In other words, do the kids have to convert? Or no, even as they remain guys. That's a the machlokas Rishonim, how you learn Rav Yochanan. So some Rishonim were no, even non-Jewish kids. Even non-Jewish kids, you yotzei, as we think, because the mitzvah is to populate the world. And the Magid Mishnah quotes in the Rambam, then no, dafka, they convert, because the nature of the mitzvah changed. Originally, it was to populate the world. Now it's to teach Jewish values. That's how the Magid Mishnah learns the Rambam. The Rambam is saying the mitzvah has changed. And the kids must convert, because you have to transmit Jewish values. And Vilna Gaon, the Maharal Prague, the Beis Shmuel, they understand the Rambam differently. They know the Chiddush is, no, your kids don't have to convert. The point is, even the Rambam saying, even if the kids did convert, you're still Yotzei. What kind of Chiddush is that? Because he's saying Gersh and his guy here twice. They converted, and then the kids convert. It's a double conversion. Two negatives equal a positive. So that's the Chiddush. Even in that case, they're considered related. And even in that case, you get the mitzvah approval. So according to the Gaon's understanding of the Rambam, and those is no, the mitzvah hasn't changed. The only difference is, used to be non-Jews were obligated, now only Jews are obligated. But the nature of the mitzvah hasn't changed, and therefore, even if the kids didn't convert, that's the major machlokes in the Rishonim. If the kids have to convert or not, do I say the nature of the mitzvah of pru revu has changed? And the Minchas Chinuch points out as well, this is on when does Rabbi Yochanan say this halacha? That's only if it was two Gentiles, everyone were Gentiles, and you had the two kids, and then you converted, right. But the Bichaskiya points out that, let's say, a Gentile was living with a Jewish woman and they had kids. And then afterwards, the Gentile converts. So it's a no-go. There was never any halachic relationship between the father and the kids, because he wasn't Jewish, and he converted. And similarly, the other way, the Minchas Chinuch points out, if it's a Jewish man with a guy, and then the kids convert, also they were never related, so therefore, Yidai Yotzei Pru Revu. The only time Rav Yochanan would say Yotzei Pru Revu is if everyone was Goyim, and therefore, at one point in the relationship, you're related, besides being the biological. So that's the machlokes here whether the nature of the mitzvah has changed, whether the kids have to convert, and this is only applies if both are, if it's a non-Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman. So if it's a Jewish man, a non-Jewish man with a Jewish woman, or a Jewish man with a Gaya, and then the kids convert it, and then we say, no, you're not yotzei the mitzvah, puro rule.